Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right.
Special episode.
Yeah, a little bonus content this week. Me and Sal just chopping it up before the episode about everything Infinity War.
Avengers, oh my God.
Everything Infinity War, what we think is going to come next. And a heavy recap, so heavy spoilers.
Got on my Spider-Man shirt.
So, when did you see it?
Thursday.
What time?
9 p.m.
Jesus, so how do you feel?
So first of all, I went, I was rushing because after 9 o'clock, no, I was rushing because I was on my way there at like 8:30. I had to go to Brooklyn, so then I had to go to 86th Street, so there's one particular movie I thought it was going to be in, like a theater, and I get there at like 9:10, so I go inside the theater and shit, and I look at the times, they had nothing, like I was trying to wait to see if the time showed up. The movie theater was closed. Like, I don't even know why I was in there. So I rushed in. I was like, wait a minute. And I found out it was a block away. Mm-hmm. So I ran over there. Luckily, of course, in any, like, summer movie, there's, like, a bunch of previews. Mm-hmm. So,
And there were still tickets available?
There were still seats, yeah.
You're lucky.
There were still seats. But,
don't give up that spot. That you're lucky.
Yeah, but I had sat, like, it was weird seating. Like, I sat next to these two, like, you could see they were nerds. And it was, like, a big empty slot. Mm-hmm. So it was weird seating. Like, no one really wanted to sit there, but it was perfect for the height. Like, I had no problem. I didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. So then, like, throughout the whole movie, everybody had synchronized responses. Like, to the beginning, when you see them kill Loki, everybody's like,
yeah.
And then, like, when you think Iron Man is gonna die, yeah, everyone was like, oh my God. Like,
same thing in my theater.
Like,
as well.
You feel it. Even when, like, when he snapped his fingers and everything ended, everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. Everyone was in unison.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it was nice. There was no, like, craziness in there. But overall, I was in shock, like, after. Yeah. And I did not expect it. Like, I didn't read any reviews on it. Mm-hmm. I didn't read anything. Same. So it was just like, people were saying, oh, the ending is crazy. Like, the ending, you're going to want to see the next one.
One of my coworkers said the same thing. Because he saw it that Thursday as well. That's why I just kept, the ending is crazy. I was like, all right, get out my face.
Get out my face.
You ruined this, I'm going to kill you. So.
What did you think?
I wish.
Was it better?
I haven't blown up your phone since.
That is true. Was it better than what you thought it was going to be?
Yes.
Really?
And I had high expectations. Because it's hard to mess it up, but it eclipsed it. Seeing all those superheroes meet up and the way they balance the story. But then you see, you got your favorite heroes hanging out.
Yeah.
Like the way they separated the film was cool. Like Thor and the Guardians for a little. Tony, Spider-Man, and
Strange. Was the best one. That it's was... Like, sorry.
No, yeah. It's like a couple of different movies happening within the same movie.
Oh, yeah. That's true, actually.
And it's like cool to just swap back and forth. The way you, like, they develop Thanos in the midst of like 2 hours and 40 minutes. Because before that, he's just like a homicidal killer, it seems like. But then they give him like some death in this movie. Death. Mm-hmm. And like, I just loved that. And then the ending, like you said, the last like 40 minutes. Because I saw it at Alamo, so I knew they give you like the check. They tell you 40 minutes before the film. And they gave the check when Cap, Black Widow, they arrive at Wakanda.
Uh-huh.
So those last like 40 minutes are like fucking...
So you got like a marker when it was gonna be when it was 40 minutes before.
No, Alamo's policy, if you order something, is they give you the check to pay with 40 minutes left in the movie. So that's how I knew it was like 40 minutes.
40 minutes in?
Yeah. Damn. Which I was like, damn, I didn't want to know.
Damn. Because
I don't look, when I go in the theater, I just go black. I don't look at my. So I was like, I don't, and obviously I don't want it to end.
Yeah. Wait, so what, you're talking about the part where they meet Steve for the first time?
No. When they arrive in Wakanda.
Or come like, off the plane and
War
shit.
War Machine, Hawkeye, okay. Cap arrive, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Damn, that's 40 minutes into the movie? With,
no, left.
Love left into the movie. Mm-hmm. That didn't even feel like it. It feel like so much happened. Damn.
What's your favorite parts?
I don't know, man. I think, honestly, when with the one scene that killed me throughout the whole fucking movie was the snap. Like...
That was wild.
Like, that kid, like, I didn't... And it wasn't even the snap. It was, like, leading up. Like, when he came and he was like, oh, Before he did the time thing and brought Vision back to fucking murder the shit out of him.
My heart was coming out of my chest.
That part. Right to when this dude came.
Like, when he's on, what is it, Titan, right? His old home... His homeland.
Yeah,
right? Titan. Where he was fighting Strange.
Mm-hmm.
From the time he's fighting them, and I thought he killed Iron Man, I let out like a yelp. Yeah. From there to when Scarlet's trying to save Vision and hold off Thanos at the same time, and you think she does, but then I was just like, and then Thor, and then he does the bad thing. Because the bad thing never happens. This is like this and... you ever seen Watchmen?
Yes.
That's like the only two times
That's true. I didn't think about Watchmen.
I was... Because the villain actually succeeded. And I was just like, shit.
Yeah.
So sad, but so good.
It was worth it. It was worth it to see him. Because I kind of wanted him to win.
Yeah.
But not that you just brought it up. It's funny how like they brought Thanos into the Avengers when he was fully stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did not like it wasn't like, oh, let me meet him first and then let him lose and come back. It was like you met him at his prime. Mm-hmm. And Avengers technically, like, if you would say it, they were without Iron Man, Hulk. They never really had Spider-Man. But they were kind of in their prime too. Like they were fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And they could not beat him. And it was like the perfect way to end the movie, like right at that point where you see Thanos, like all the built up for this. And when you see them like looking at him, like when he's standing there just like that and they're all coming at him. Oh my God.
There's just so much points of dialogue. Even when he's fighting Iron Man and he's like how he's heard his name and he respects him.
How does he know his name?
I don't know. I didn't know Iron Man name rang bells like
me
that.
Me either. Even Iron Man was like, you know me. He's like,
I thought for sure he was. I went in the theater expecting Cap and Iron Man to die. So like when he's fighting him, I'm like, damn, hold back them thug tears. Because when the suit's almost disintegrating, and it's just like a regular human being fighting a god, I'm like, damn.
He's just trying at that point, like any little thing he could get.
Yeah, I went with my girlfriend. We were talking about it. Like the way they give like Thanos again some depth and like humanity kind of.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, he murders a lot of people. But he also spares like a good amount and actually spares them when like even in the end when Doctor Strange gives him the stone for whatever reason we can get to, he actually lets Tony live when he could have just killed him. He lets Star-Lord live initially when he shoots.
Oh yeah, Gamora.
And he's like, I like your style. He lets Gamora's sister live when Gamora promises him that she'll take him if she spares her life. She lets him live. Who else? I guess that's it. He let Iron Man live. He let the Scarlet live.
Oh, with the Vision shit?
Yeah.
He let Cap live too.
I thought the punch. I kind of half thought the punch killed Cap.
You think so?
I didn't know. I have. He's supposed to be a god.
Yo, the way he got rocked though was pretty OG.
He got rocked.
That's what he gets. That was funny. Damn.
Oh man, Thor came out strong in this.
Yo, Thor, man. I want to talk about Thor because his first movie was whack.
Yeah.
His first movie was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America's first movie was whack too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Thor 2 was okay. Like, it wasn't great, but you got the bigger picture. And then like, 3 was amazing.
Ragnarok, yeah.
Like, the way he developed from like, even overcoming like being aggressive and ignorant to like now, he's like this full blown leader.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for him. Like, even being funny, I feel like he's the person now who's like one of the funniest.
Yeah.
More than Tony. Tony like fell off from Tony's depressed. And now. Because
that and like everyone has funny one liners, it seems. Like, when he first came in, he was one of one.
Yeah.
Like, the wit and stuff. But then even Star-Lord is kind of like equivalent in terms of like.
Wit.
Good one-liners and stuff like that. He was still good. Like him and the dynamic between him and Doctor Strange was I laughed.
Oh, that was dope.
And they had the same thing facially.
Yeah, it was funny because I was watching a blog yesterday and it was like they're the same person. Like Tony is great at what he does and no one can tell him, and Doctor Strange is like that too when it comes to the medical shit and the power shit. So they were like, I didn't know because I never read Doctor Strange comics, but. Mm-hmm. Like, they're sort of the same person. And, like, watching them two, like, fight when he... he's like, I just saved your magical... magical ass and shit. And he's like, yo, like, chill out. Like, that when they were talking there,
mm-hmm.
I was just like, yo, like, we've been waiting 10 years for this. Like,
and then Spider-Man's just in the background of them. Like...
Young
Spike, yeah.
Like, there's so much hope for him. Like, this isn't gonna be a 1, 2, 3 movie. Like, this is gonna be...
And then when he loses them, that shit was...
That hurt my heart. Like, when he was... Because that reminded me that he's still a kid. Like,
yeah.
And, like, he's your responsibility. When you knighted him and you did that shit, like, he's your responsibility. And you just... And the worst part is, I forgot, Tony is stuck on Titan.
Yeah, I was thinking how... somebody said that... What's his name? The one that... pretty much took the rest of the movie off. The fat bald dude. Dr. Strange, homie.
Oh.
Dr. Strange, chips and shit. Yeah. He's like, yo, I'm gonna head back to the crib and see.
I gotta watch this shit. I'll be right back smoking a joint.
Just the funniest shit I've seen was somebody said Hulk gave up the road life. That he Muslim now.
Now he Muslim.
He all about peace. That shit had me dying.
No!
They got humbled.
Yo, yeah, they all said it too. Like how he beat his ass to the point that he didn't want to come back. Like, how do you do that? Like, yo,
be humble that man.
Like, and the beginning. Like, so I read a lot of how like the beginning is the best. Like, really opens your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What did you when first? Did you think Thor was dead?
No. Just some of him being a god, I just didn't think that he was gonna. When I entered the theater, I really just thought for certain Iron Man and Cap. I didn't really think all the, minus the ending, I didn't see Gamora dying. I could have saw Loki finally dying.
Yeah, I
kind of could have seen that, because I didn't really see his place. Obviously, everybody could have fought, but I could have seen him dying. I didn't see
Gamora.
I didn't see Gamora, and I thought for sure Cap and I saw Thor still living.
Yeah.
I didn't know how, but then it was, I knew he was going to live. Like, even when I was watching, I was like, oh, he could die. But then I was like, oh, he's going to get off. They're going to get, because there's the famous trailer where he meets the Guardians. That didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
So I was like, yeah, he's going to. And I'm about to say for the next movie, I'm not going to watch the trailer, but I'm lying. So.
Nah, you know.
Like, if I didn't know that, it would have added to it, but I can't.
Nah, just and there's going to be more surprises, too, I think.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the point, too, where, like, Thanos is very forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
He let him live, like, Hulk.
Yeah.
He
oh,
Hulk's
yeah,
ass.
And then, he let Thor live.
Technically. I mean, he knows Thor isn't going to not survive that shit. Like.
Yeah, he just left them there, right?
Oh,
then he tried to blow up the ship.
He did blow up the ship. That's another. I wonder too. Like, if he killed all of Asgard.
I think half. He said half when he was talking to
Where are they?
Rocket. I assume I forgot homegirl name. Her and Korg. Her and the Stone Man.
Oh, God.
I assume they got away.
They got away.
And they'll be back in like the fourth one. Because they said half. They made an emphasis. So I assume they're part of the half. And they spend so much screen time. Like, if you could give screen time to Doctor Strange only, and then Peter Parker's best friend, if you could give them screen time, you could at least elaborate on the faith of, like, Thor's contemporaries, you know?
And you kind of killed off some of the characters, and so that gives you adding.
They killed off Idris Elba. He's, like, his best friend. He's, like, one of the main. So if they show him, who's been in all the Thor movies, they have to show, like, what happens. So I assume they're still alive, and they'll be back.
They'll probably come back in the next one, then. Like, once they drop them off and shit, like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
We're back. Yeah, I can see The Rock doing The Rock dude doing that, too. Oh, welcome back.
Yo, going back to Thor, when he arrived in Wakanda, I don't know how your theater responded. Heroes lost their damn mind. Me included. I was like a kid again in there.
I was like, yo, you got to get this nigga.
Such a good movie experience.
Mm-hmm.
Even like that. But yeah, when he arrived back and he started evening it out, and then him and Cap talking to each other, because they hadn't seen each other in a while.
Had like the blonde hair. Yeah. He's like,
even growing up the beard.
That was dope. What he says. Even when Captain meets Guardians and shit, and it's Groot, and he's like, I am Groot, and he's like, oh, I'm Steve.
Thanks for listening. This was an episode with me and Kev. Rel didn't get to see the movie yet, so we didn't really want to spoil anything for him, but hope you guys enjoyed the episode. You have any thoughts, comments regarding the movie, hit us up, DM us, email us at coolingoutpod@gmail.com. We really appreciate you guys, seriously. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching us on the YouTube channel, and we'll see you next time. As always, stay cool.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.